From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
Wait, what was that? Jasmine, are you there?
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico.
Oh my gosh. You got out of your sick bed to come do the show.
Felix, I know how heartbreaking it is to you, but I'm going to keep the talking to a minimum today.
That's okay, because this is a new music show. I brought a lot of new music. And, you know, just sit back and enjoy the ride. I found a lot of very fun music waiting for us when we came back from Viva Latino, when we came back from South by Southwest. So I have a pile of stuff, and we're going to get right to it. This is an album that I think you would really, really like. The artist is called Carol Conca. The album is called Batuk Freak. And this is a song called Buah Not. I'll tell you all about her after you hear this killer track.
Thank you. I'm going to go make myself some hot tea. Trilhando uma trajetória, guerreiros na minha memória, exemplo de lutas e glórias. Eu sei se são bem alto, eu sei se são bem alto, eu sei se são bem alto, se emocione. Eu sei se são bem alto, eu sei se são bem alto, eu sei se são bem alto, se emocione. Mandando som de cabelo black, usando batom. Tô de moletom, quebrando no flow. Subindo a ladeira, curtindo que é bom. Salve sabotagem, MC de compromisso. Cumpre seu papel no céu, que é que a gente te mantém vivo. Andando por entre os becos, eu vou. Andando por entre os becos, eu vou.
Okay, Jasmine, just to be clear, you're sick, you're okay, but you're just, your voice is out and you're good enough to be walking around. I'm not literally dragging you out of your sick bed to do the show, right? I just want to make sure people understand.
I got sick once in Mexico before, when I first moved here. I got something that, whatever the Spanish brought, I got that.
We're going to get you better song by song, okay? And how's that for starting off? What did you think of Carol Conga?
I love that. At first, I thought it was Suzuka Poderosa.
It is a great album. I love every track on this album. Can you believe it? It's a Brazilian hip-hop album from an artist who was like an underground artist in Brazil, and she released this album in Brazil last year. It's just being released here in the United States this year. But last year, she released it in Brazil, and she became a major star in Brazil. In all the mainstream outlets, the radio, the television, she became a star from almost overnight from working from the underground. Like I said, this album is just fantastic. It's produced by a guy named Nave, or Nave, N-A-V-E. I don't know how you say it, if that's Portuguese or not. He's also produced your guy, Emicida, and your other guy, Marcelo.
And she mentions Emicida.
And your other guy, Marcelo D, too.
Brazilian hip-hop is great. One of the things I liked the most out of South by Southwest was the international hip-hop showcase, because it had some really good Brazilian hip-hop. I really loved seeing Brazilian rapper Emicida.
And this guy, this producer, you know, he's genius at producing the record and not losing her identity. There's obviously very strong hip-hop performance, her flow, the way she's putting all her stuff together. But underneath, musically, there is a ton of great folkloric music. There are all these electronica elements that he adds. I just love this album from beginning to end. It was hard for me to pick one track, but I started with this one because I thought if anything's going to make Jasmine feel better, it's going to be this one.
I love it. And it sounds very Brazilian. I don't know. I get this weird feeling when I hear rock or hip hop and it just sounds very derivative. But this sounds very Brazilian, but at the same time, very, you know, hip-hop.
We're going to stay in Brazil. I brought in another artist. His name is Rodrigo Amarante. He's got a great new album out, and this is a track called Nada Em Vo. Okay? Again, my Portuguese, non-existent, but at least give me credit for trying. Música
espaço entre eu e você. No silêncio um grito, sim ou não. Eis então que o pedaço de mim que é só teu é intento sem tanto intenção. Quando eu vejo você, oh, me olhando assim, vendo em mim que eu vejo em ti,
about this record. Again, I love.
I think this is beautiful. It's so soothing, like my voice right now.
Rodrigo, I'm
no, but it's just kind of perfect. I'm going to take this, and like right after this, I'm going to go take a little nap, and I'm going to be listening to this.
Good. I'm glad. Rodrigo Amarante is a singer-songwriter from Rio de Janeiro, and he is he's been on the scene for a while. He was in a band called Los Hermanos, and he started doing more stuff on his own, and this is his solo work that just allows him to explore all of these textures, these sonic textures, all those little studio things that I really, really like. And like I said, this album from beginning to end has tons of pleasant surprises, has things you expect. There's some straight ahead bossa or some straight ahead samba, some straight ahead bossa nova, and then other things that he just does very, very creatively. I really like this record.
And he's been on Alt Latino before.
You had him before?
I have no voice, my friend, but you have no memory. I brought in this very wistful tune that mixes like some electronica with indie elements. He's very good. I really like him.
The album was so impressed me that he deserves a second shot on the show, even if we have played him before.
It's so fortunate that I discovered him.
I will give you credit for that one. Yes, you did. I thought I did.
But... We're not going to go Irene Diaz on him.
No, you get full
the
credit.
The Irene Diaz feud. I think longtime listeners know about it. We're not going to rehash it.
You will get credit on this one. I will take credit for the next one, though. This is a brand new album, I'm sure. I know we haven't played this before because it just came in. This is from a band that I'm fond of. It's from Vancouver, of all places, Vancouver, Canada. And this is a band called Pacifica. And this is from their new album. This track is called La Bellezas.
Yeah.
is a brand new album. This is their third album. I've played Pacifica before because I really like Silvana Cain's voice. She's from Peru, and she's based in Vancouver, where she's hooked up musicians who also share her vision of music that includes not just music from Latin America, but from all over. And they've been largely an acoustic-based group before. But this album, there's a lot more electric instruments. There's a lot more almost pop rhythms to them. It's a different sound for them. But as you heard, it doesn't take away from the thing that identifies their music for me is her voice and their just really intimate musical vision. Quantic from Colombia has a new album out. The album is called Magnética. It's his brand new album.
Yeah, it was really good. Good. I feel like I can get sick more often.
Because I'm bringing in all this great
and
music.
And you won't just fill the show with Santana and Grateful Dead.
No, I didn't do that because this is a show to make you feel better, not me.
You know how some people dream about wah-wah guitars, Felix?
Yeah.
I have nightmares that I can't do the show one day and you're going to create the Grateful Dead Santana 2-hour special.
Well, you know, those are my old mixtapes from the 80s. I used to do that, but, you know, since doing this show, my horizons have been expanded drastically so that I can appreciate somebody like this guy, Quantic, whose real name is Will Holland. He's a British music producer. He's been living in Colombia for some time, mostly in Cali and Bogota. And this album features a lot of Colombian musicians, as a lot of his others did, but this one has also included musicians from other parts of the world, including Africa.
Well, I was going to ask you about the singer on this track, because it sounds like she's speaking Angolan Portuguese.
She is, maybe, in fact, speaking Angolan Portuguese. Very good.
Oh, yes.
He's the guy behind several influential CDs from Colombia, including the album called Onda Tropica, which we featured last year. And on this album, he sort of returns to his roots as an electronica producer. And the whole idea is that he's serious about sound and how they mash up in unexpected ways. And this track, we break it down a little bit. You hear the marimba that we heard throughout Colombia. You hear this great, great drum pattern that could be from one of those alegre drums from the Pacific Coast. And then the singing, of course, is Afro-Colombian. There are all these different elements that he brings together. And still there's this brilliant, very nice electronica sheen on top of it that just makes it all sparkle. Are you going to be okay? We only have a few more songs left. You got to stick with it.
We're going to make it, baby.
Okay, I have something else for you that will help your throat and will help your soul, because I know how much you enjoy the political music that's known as Nueva Canción or Nuevo Canto from Latin America in the 1960s. And I've got a new album here by a woman by the name of Ani Cordero. And she is based in New York, and she plays drums with the band called Pistolera, who we've featured on the show. She also has her own art rock band called Cordero, and we've played tracks here before. She's sung background vocals for Os Mutantes. She's a very, very busy musician. She spends her time between Puerto Rico and Atlanta and New York. And in this album, it's called Recordar. And it's a reimagining of the protest movement songs of the 1960s from throughout Latin America. And she redoes a lot of the classic songs that I'm sure you're familiar with and many people are familiar with from that era, which is a daunting task because those things are gems. They're good as they are. They stand alone on their own. But she's done a great job of reimagining them and putting her own stamp on them and giving them a different kind of life. I'm not going to say a new life, but a different kind of life. And we're going to play something associated with Violeta Parra. This is a song called Volver a la 17. Takes a lot of guts to reimagine something that is like the Mount Rushmore of Nuevo Canto.
It does take a lot of guts. I mean, and for a lot of people, Nueva Trova is just like, it's like the, some of the standards of Latin American music. You know, Silvio Rodriguez, who is a Cuban Nueva Trova, he's really one of the pioneers of Cuban Nueva Trova. And controversial, you know, he's definitely very much... aligned, you know, with the Cuban left. And he played recently in Mexico City while Vive Latino was happening. And I totally missed it because I had committed to go to Vive Latino and I felt pretty bad, man, because, like, I grew up listening to Silvio Rodriguez. My parents would put Silvio Rodriguez songs as lullabies when I was a kid, you know? And I missed it. And my funny story is that, so... I'm walking to the subway with a very good friend of mine here in Mexico City. And I'm like, man, I can't believe I missed Silvio Rodriguez. And she's like, oh, my God, I hate Silvio Rodriguez. She's just like, I can't stand him. I mean, come on, his voice. And we're having this whole argument. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like pure poetry and he has a great voice. And she's like, get out of here. So we get on the subway. And here in Mexico City, there's these vendedores ambulantes, these walking salesmen, and they have backpacks with stereos on the backpacks, and they're selling CDs. And the minute we get on the subway, this walking salesman comes onto the subway and is blasting Silvio Rodriguez. Just blasting it, and like we have a really long ride to go, and she's like, oh my God. I'm like, don't say bad things about
the universe conspired to prove your point. And now we're up to the last song of the show. Exactly. Jasmine, and I hope it makes you feel better. This is a song from a group called Paso Tono Orquesta, and the album is called Maroma. Maroma is the name of a small circus that traveled among Oaxacan villagers for more than 100 years. And they don't feature animals or big tents or anything. It usually featured one clown who was the trapeze artist, who was a comic, he was a poet. He entertained the crowds. The style of music that played along with these circuses have roots in the Spanish and African presence in Mexico. This album is yet another album that has just so much great music from beginning to end. And this particular record is like a music archaeologist's dream because there are so many different influences and styles. And we're going to play the first track on the album. Thank you.
bajas del cerro hay un mundo diferente donde no llora la gente, donde no hay pena y lamento. Abre la puerta infinita, canto de siete jilgueros que vuelan.
Son, Dixieland jazz, Hungarian gypsy music, even traces of Eastern European music. All of this stuff, believe it or not, has been present at different times in the Mixteca region of Oaxaca.
Felix, it's beautiful, and it also, it has almost like, by going into like music that is maybe considered a little bit older, like polka and waltz, you know, it almost has like an Amelie. Like feel, you know what I mean? Like very vintage.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I first heard that first track, you know, the clarinet also reminded me of some klezmer styles too, which also comes from Eastern Europe. The band itself, Paso Tono Orquesta, 9 very talented musicians, all from Oaxaca, and they play traditional music as well as folk music, and they're very academic about it, but it also still has a very, very vibrant spirit of life to it. They play other genres from other parts of the world, but I think this record is really going to put them on the map because it is not only a look into the past, but a look at contemporary sound and how it's all incorporated into the vision of this band, Paso Tono Orquesta. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear all the songs we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
You want me to do the credit so you can save your voice for next week?
No, but can I do one thing I've been just wanting to do?
Sure.
Felix, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been The Felix Show.
Pero Latino.
Gente de honra y sentido. Disculpa si te ahogo.